That was a Coldplay with All My Love. It's new Coldplay, and it is cold outside, and it's Tuesday. We're about 20 minutes after, and a little bit later than normal, but later is better than never. We have Trooper Ron Allen from the Worcester Holmes County Post of the State Highway Patrol. Good morning. Good. Welcome back.
Good morning. I'm not sure how good it is, but...
We got sunshine.
Barely.
Sunshine is sunshine.
I'm over it. I'm ready for spring.
And, you know, Ohio is letting us have a little reminder that it does what it wants when it comes to weather. And we're kind of in that point of the year where you don't really know what's going to happen.
That's a fact. And finally, I was off on what they call a snow day. I'm not sure how bad it was down here, but up north, it was bad.
It was fine down here.
Yeah, we had freezing fog up north. We had 71 shut down, 30 shut down for a brief time.
This was yesterday.
Yesterday, because of the... I'm getting texts from the guys, lucky you're not working today. And I finally got a day. We call them snow days. I've worked every one of them.
How's that function?
Yeah, and it was a freezing fog up there in the bridges, and I don't know if we had 15 or 20 accidents. Ooh. And the bad problem was that all the road crews had taken their salt.
Right, because it's time to start thinking spring.
Yeah, and they took them off a week too early, so they tried to put them back on and get back out there. I guess it was just a mess, so... Yeah, down here, I don't know. No. I don't think we had anything.
I drove normal coming to work yesterday. Yeah. My best friend messaged me, and she's like, the roads are dicey this morning, because she lives in Funk and drives to Worcester because she teaches at Edgewood. And I was like, no, they weren't. I'm like, I was, you know, doing my normal drive into work, and I had no issues. I'm like, my new tires can't be that good.
Yeah, yeah, it was... It was just certain spots. It was like a frozen fog, they said, had come over. And that's just, like I said, hopefully we are out of the woods. But
but it was just snowing with the sunshine here like 10 minutes ago.
I know. Just to give the drivers a reminder that it can still get bad this time of year. And obviously it did. And the bad thing with it is you're going fast. You're not, you know, as...
And you're not thinking winter anymore.
You're not thinking winter. You're not thinking that. You're doing the speed limit or maybe a touch beyond or whatever. But you don't realize that when you do lose it at those speeds, that's where your bad accidents happen. You know, when you're doing 15, 20 mile, 30 mile an hour on the snow and you go in the ditch and...
Depends on your car.
You know, there's not much... You know, not a whole lot of damage, if any damage, when you lose at those speeds. But when you're going and not expecting it, that's when we have some serious accidents.
And there, like you said, there were some big ones. I saw the posts and stuff about 30 at Kidron Road.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it was the bridge over Lake Harmony going there. I've been there 29 years, and it doesn't get any better. And it's the first one to freeze up, and
you've got enough downhill motion there that you just whoom.
And people don't, you know, you're not preparing for it. And we've had pile ups there. It's just, I've jumped the median barrier, the concrete barrier over to the one side because cars are losing on the other side. And so we just basically shut the bridge down when it comes to that. But like I said, we didn't have the salt to put on there, but. You know, the sun came out and it did get warm. And
that it was nice yesterday in the afternoon.
Yes.
I didn't have to wear my jacket. It was great.
It was just the first couple hours. They were really busy going there. But just kind of pay attention to, like, the cold mornings, things like that over the bridges to kind of pay a little closer.
And when we get we had rain, like, wet. Like, everything's so wet.
It can still freeze up, but... Chances are none, but this is when our bad accidents really happen. We didn't have any fatalities or anything like that yesterday.
Which is good.
Yes. And there's usually some really good grinders that are fatality or real serious injury related when you have those type of mornings. But we got out of it yesterday just with fender benders and, well...
Fender bender.
A lot of damage, but... no major injury.
And, you know, we still probably have maybe about a week or two that we can expect this.
That's what I would say. You're hoping it's over, and it's a lot of the years it is over, and in some years it's not. But you start to get into the third week in April, you can...
Well, we've had snow. I used to panic about snow on my birthday, which is the first week in May. And I'd be like, I do not want snow. But now I'm just like, there's still probably a chance we could get snow on my birthday.
Don't extend it. Don't
trust me. I don't want to. Don't go. I love sunshine. I am like a flower. I need sunshine.
May. No, we're not. Listeners, don't regard her. Forget her May snow. It's not going to happen. But... yeah, just take extra precaution out there when the weather does start to get bad like today. We should be good for today, but
we got sunshine today.
Sunshine, but the flurries, and I don't think there'll be enough accumulation. But just kind of watch that frozen fog this time of year.
And we do have more rain coming.
We got more rain coming, which
means floats could re-road again.
Yep,
roads.
Well, for
roads could re-flood again.
Re-flood, and that's the other thing. We've already gotten people out the last couple weeks out of high water. Don't enter the high water. We tell people every year, but there's certain listeners that don't listen.
It's dangerous.
Yes, it's very dangerous. So watch yourself in that. I think most of the roads are passable now.
Just the typical ones.
Yeah, maybe down around Kilbuck around there it might be a little bit. But
yes, Kilbuck's still pretty wet.
Yep, but just don't enter the water and just take your time.
Wear your seatbelt. The simple things in life.
All that. Everything I repeat on here every week.
Be safe. Drive, you know, make good decisions. Don't drink and drive. We talk about it every week. We just want you to be safe.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you. That was Trooper Ron Allen from the Worcester Holmes County Post of the State Highway Patrol. And we're going to take a little break here still to come as ABC News on WKLM.